Right now, let's bring in Mike Causey and check sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So the Dodgers are the World Series champions.
Yeah, I heard that they bought the manager of Tampa Bay a house, a car, and around the world paid vacation.
Yeah, 4-2, yeah.
Did you watch any of this?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's why you have no idea what I'm talking about. So let me put this scenario on the plate for you. It's the sixth inning. Your pitcher's pitching a one-hitter, okay?
Yeah.
So that means he pitched to 15 batters and he struck out 9. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
That's real good, isn't it?
That's exactly what you would want in a guy pitching in an important game in the World Series.
So he gets one out in the top of the sixth, and he gives up a ground ball base hit into the hole into left field. No walks either, by the way. Out comes the manager, out goes the pitcher. Are you kidding me? When a pitcher is on like Snell was on last night, he pitches until he basically dies, meaning that he gives up runs. He gave up 2 hits, 9 strikeouts, no walks, and you take the guy out? When a pitcher's pitching and dominating a game like that, the other team gets demoralized with every inning that they can't do nothing. It's, you know that old poem, Into the Valley of Death, Road to 600?
Yeah.
That's how the other team feels. So by you taking him out, not only are you an idiot because you're giving your team less of a chance to win, you're giving the other team a bolt of orange juice to wake them up to start playing. If I was the owner of Tampa, I'd fire this guy before he even took his uniform off last night. What a terrible garbage job he did, and what a pitiful World Series this was. And naturally, as soon as they took out Snell, the Dodgers scored 2 runs. Wow. I wonder why that happened. Mm-hmm. What a joke this World Series was. Absolute joke. This World Series epitomized everything wrong with the game of baseball. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel, and I have a lot of evidence to back it up. If you feel like this is good, enjoy baseball, because it's not baseball anymore. I don't know what you call it.
Well, no, it wasn't baseball right from the get-go. Baseball is a game of duration.
Well, this has nothing to do with
I know.
160 games.
Yeah, it does.
It has nothing to do with that. It's the structure of the game that's terrible.
Yeah, the structure of the game and the fact that the basics for the game have changed with all these specialized moves. You said it the last couple of years following Tampa Bay. What they do with their pitching rotation during the regular season, it gets them through the regular season, but it's not something that you would do if you're going to win a world championship. You're just not. That the quality of baseball that was played this year and has been declining every year is just absolutely horrible. And this is from somebody who's just a fan, not a player, but you can just see it. The ball's being thrown all over the place, mistakes being made, people not moving runners over. I mean, it's just it's been a steady decline, and the World Series this year really pointed out lots of the deficiencies that baseball has got to cover.
I mean, the media and the announcers absolutely hated last year's World Series because Washington rode their big horses through the World Series to win a championship. They let their starting pitchers pitch, and that's how they won, with Strasburg and Scherzer and Gonzalez. That's how they won. This year they're happy because it's whack-a-mole pitching. You got 12 to 17 guys pitching every game. When you have a guy out there throwing a gem, and it was a gem, and if they let this guy go 9, they'd be talking about how great Snell was. But you take him out, you don't give him the opportunity to win the game. You pitch into the sixth inning, and you only give up 2 hits. You strike out 9 guys, and you're coming out of the game. Like I posted on Facebook, I would have took the ball when the manager came out and threw it off the roof, and I wouldn't even wait until he comes out to the mound, which a pitcher's supposed to do. I would have walked, and I would have took a hard walk towards the outfield and then the dugout just to avoid him, to show him up. Because you know why? At that point, I don't care. Trade me. Do me a favor. Get me off this ridiculous team, because I'm pitching one of the best games I ever pitched in my life, and you're taking me out of it.
Right.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable. I'd like to see what Snell's comments were. I really would. I'm sure the media will never tell us, but I would love to see what Snell said.
All right, so finally we're done with baseball.
Thank God.
And we're left with pandemic football. What the heck? What else? Here's where I get upset at the media. All right, George Steinbrenner, and most Yankee fans and most baseball fans now would look back and say, you know, he took the Yankee team that was really in shambles, and as rough and tumble as he was, they won championships under him, and they won. And when they lost, George Steinbrenner would get upset. Well, Jerry Jones was answering questions of the press yesterday, and they were the same questions over and over and over. And finally, Jones lost it for a second and said, "Shut up and let me answer." And then there's a big story on this. Well, you just watch the press conference and you'll see. Here's a guy who's got millions of dollars on the line, hundreds of millions of dollars on the line. That he's invested in a football franchise. And yes, they do make money hand over fist. But you know what?
You put a lot of money out, like you said.
You put a lot of money out, and you're trying to do something. You're trying to bring a championship. Now, whether you succeed or not, that's a different question.
But football, 31 teams fail every year, the way it is.
But as the press, you can ask a question once. But these follow-up questions, and the follow-up questions are designed, if they were to get more information, I would understand. But most of the time, especially in sports, the follow-up questions, when the media doesn't like an answer, is to push a stick into an old wound. That's the problem with the young reporters nowadays, whether it's sports or news. They just don't know.
The problem with the reporters nowadays is they don't report the event. They want to invent a story that they want to report.
Well,
that's the problem.
Yeah,
with them.
That's right. They want to get a headline story out of it, and that's so it's not often that I come to defend Jerry Jones, but I'll do that. I'll tell you what, if I own the Dallas Cowboys right now, with the expectations, even though they've had a lot of injuries, you're darn right, I'd be a little on edge and a little,
Look at all the money the guy spent since 2000.
Well, that's what I think.
And he has nothing to show for it.
Yeah, you put a lot of money into something, and you expect returns. And when they don't come, you'll handle it as an owner. But like I said, the problem with the press and these things is they push buttons. Everybody's looking for a headline story. It used to be in the press would go into there, they'd talk. You'd get long stories written by sports writers that cover teams.
They don't want that anymore. They want flash.
Well,
I got flash for these guys in the media today. Go ask Snell what he thought about being taken out yesterday. Go ask him. See what he says.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a Yankee fan, right?
Yep.
And when the Yankees turned the corner in the mid-70s and started getting good, who was the anchor of your team? Ron Guidry. Do you really think Ron Guidry would be allowed to go 9 innings today like he did then?
No.
And if he didn't, do you think the Yankees would have won those championships?
No, and also they look at the wrong way. I mean, you know, they always talked about the core four of the Yankees winning the championships. I'm sorry, it was the core one. It was Mariano Rivera. You don't have Mariano Rivera.
It was Rivera. It was Pettit. Yeah. Pettit was a big game pitcher for him over his career with the Yankees. He was a big game pitcher that was allowed to go deep. And you rode him deep until you got to Rivera and it was locked down, which goes back to what I said before. When a pitcher's dominating you, it discourages you. So you just got 7 or 8 innings out of Andy Pettit, throwing from the left side, mixing things up, keeping you off balance, and you're demoralized. And then on comes Metallica, and you just basically crawl in the coffin because you know you're dead. That's what I'm talking about with pitching dominating a game. It dominates a team. You don't let that happen anymore. When you see, like I said, when you see a guy that's dominating you walk off the mound, you get a burst of confidence. Oh, he's gone. Let's do some damage now. And I'd safe to say 80% out of the time it happens.
All right.
Terrible. It's just mind-boggling. I mean, it's not a sport anymore. And honestly, I shut it off when they took Snell out. I didn't know the Dodgers won until I woke up this morning because I refused to put it back on.
All right. Well, we'll speak tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit about we'll make our football picks for Thursday and see what else we're going to talk about.
Maybe we could talk about women's shoes or something.
Okay, sounds good to me. Huh. All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.